message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
This morning I'll be speaking before we go into further Thanksgiving this morning to thank God for bringing us a new month. I'll be speaking on practical techniques for total turnaround, part one. Practical technique to total turnaround. And this is the first part of this message this morning. This month has been tagged by God and announced through His servant that this month is our month of total turnaround. That is a month where things will be getting better in your life. It's a month where what was not working before will begin to work from now on. Say a louder amen. Turnaround is your portion. And one of the fundamental access routes to turnaround is thanksgiving. Psalm 92 verse 1 says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It also means that it's not a good thing not to give thanks to the Lord. It's a bad thing to refuse to thank God. What is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is appreciation of God for all He has done for you. Thanksgiving is appreciation of God for all He has done for you. Number two, what is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is showing gratitude to God for something received from Him. Thanksgiving is showing gratitude, expression of gratitude to God for all you have received from Him. Thanksgiving is the cheapest route, is the cheapest technique to access a turnaround in your life. Thanksgiving has benefits, and lack of thanksgiving has consequences. If there's any message that will bless you, I know it's this morning's message, both in the first service and second service. Because I'll be showing you this morning some very important benefits of thanksgiving and the consequences of not thanking God. This will shed light to your life and it will change your life altogether. Somebody say a bigger amen. Somebody say a bigger, bigger amen. What are the benefits of thanksgiving? I'll give us five in this first service and then trust God for more in the second service also. Benefits of thanksgiving number one is access to fresh anointing. Psalm 92 and verse 10. Psalm 92 and verse 10. But my horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. In Psalm 92 verse 1, the Bible says it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Then in verse 10, he says that when you thank this God, he will. But your horn will be exalted like the horn of a unicorn. And because you have thanked him, you will be anointed with fresh oil. Fresh oil is for those who thank God. Fresh. Every time they always see something to thank God for, they never lack fresh oil. When you are a thanksgiver, the anointing flows naturally in your life. There's no struggle for anything. There's no struggle to get things done. There's no struggle to make things happen. There's a fresh deposit of oil on your life. As from today, nobody here will lack oil on his head again. Nobody will lack oil on his or her head again. If your desire is to stay fresh, if your desire is to stay fresh and to have fresh access to oil, then thanksgiving must be very important to you. Number two benefit of thanksgiving is that thanksgiving makes God to fight for you. In Exodus chapter 14 and verse 14, Exodus 14, verse 14, the Bible says, I will fight for you. Exodus 14, 14. I will fight for you and you will hold your peace. It's thanksgiving that brings you to this level where God begins to fight for you. In Psalms 92 and verse 11, Psalms 92 and verse 11, say, my eye also shall see my desire on my enemies. Because of thanksgiving in verse 1, is my eye will see my desire upon my enemies, and they shall hear the desire, and I will hear the desire of the wicked that rise up against me. That is, I will see the wicked crushed that rise up against me. The wicked, the desire of the wicked against me will not be able to come to pass. Somebody say a big amen. Give me that verse again. He said, my eye also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear of my desire on those that hate me. Those that hate you, you will hear that God has judged them. I said, those that hate you, you will hear that God has judged them. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Every thanksgiver always hears that God has fought for him, that God has destroyed those who are after him. I pray for you today, God will fight for you. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, you know the story very well, how three nations came against Jehoshaphat and his people. And the Bible says that as they appointed singers, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 21, particularly, when they had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord and that should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. Go on to verse 22. And when they began to sing, when they began to thank God and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moabite, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Your enemies shall be smitten. I say your enemies shall be smitten. If you want to win the battles of life very cheap, if you want to win the battles of life in a very cheap manner, engage in thanksgiving. If you want to win the battles of life very cheap, you want to conquer without much sweat, engage in thanksgiving. Every thanksgiver has the privilege of God fighting for them. Every thanksgiver is a risk on your life to hate a thanksgiver. It's a risk. It's like committing suicide. Because it means you are directly fighting God. The hatred for a thanksgiver is a hatred against God. God sees it in the heart and he rises up to fight for the thanksgiver. As from today, God will begin to fight for you. I say God will begin to fight for you. God will begin to fight for your children. I say God will begin to fight for your children. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Only God knows how many have gone to the great beyond because they are fighting us. Only God knows how many. God always fights for those who give him thanks regularly. Number three, benefit of thanksgiving is flourishing. Flourishing. In Psalm 92 and verse 12, Psalm 92 and verse 12, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. That is, when you are a thanksgiver, you flourish. You flourish. If you desire to flourish in life, the vital requirement is to thank God. The more you thank God, the more you flourish. The more you thank God, the more, if you want to flourish where you are, learn thanksgiving. Lack of thanksgiving is dangerous. In Deuteronomy 28 and verse 47 to 48, the Bible says, because thou servest not the Lord, not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies who the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and want of all things. He shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he hath destroyed thee. Someone say, God forbid. So every thanksgiver escape this. They just flourish where they are. Things work out for them simply because they are thanking God. In old age, they are still fruitful. They are still productive. They are getting older, yet their result is getting bigger. That will be your testimony. I said that will be your testimony. Your breakthrough this year will be higher than your breakthroughs in years past. Did I hear somebody say a loud amen? And number four, benefit of thanksgiving is fruitfulness and harvest. Fruitfulness slash harvest. Fruitfulness or harvest is made possible through thanksgiving. The earth carries fatness. And this fatness is only released to thanksgivers. The earth carries fatness. I've been privileged by God to visit a few countries of the world, in Africa, Asia, in the States, and some other locations. There is no place where there's no wealth, and there's no place where there's no lack. That's why Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7 tells us that let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee, then the earth shall yield thy increase. Our Lord shall bless us, even our own Lord shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So every place has blessing. Every place has poverty. It is your thanksgiving that positions you for which one you will assess. The reason is because thanksgiving makes rain to come down. Rain of God's blessing. Until your thanksgiving goes up, rain can't come down. And until rain comes down, the land is very hard. Is somebody getting what I'm saying this morning? Until rain comes down, the ground is very hard. Until your thanksgiving goes up, rain doesn't come down. And if rain doesn't come down, the ground is very hard. When the coronavirus was on, there was no offering, there was no church service. We were building, expanding toilets for members, expanding the church, expanding church offices, and there was no offering. There was no church. There was no church. The church was closed down. Because of what we say, it's because there may be no offering somewhere. Forget it. We are operating under God's divine blessings and fatness. And this is possible because we are addicted thanksgivers. Somebody say a louder amen. As long as you are planted and you want to harvest, you need rain. And the rain of praise is vital for your harvest. Get ready. You are getting your harvest today. I say you are getting your harvest today. You are getting your harvest today. And number five, benefit of thanksgiving is multiplication. Everything multiplies in the hands of a thanksgiver. Something small becomes big. A little seed becomes something great. Friends, when you get to your office tomorrow, don't lament. Just thank God. Start with praise worship. Start with appreciation. When you get to your shop tomorrow, don't say, oh, last week was very tough. Don't say that. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to thank him. Begin to sing praise to him. Begin to elogize him for even giving you an opportunity to even own something. But if you're in the grave, you can't own anything in the grave. When you do that, suddenly you multiply. It is your murmuring and your complaining on your table that makes it impossible for multiplication to locate you. So keep thanking God so that everything in your hands can multiply. As from today, everything will multiply in your hands. Those that forget God and forget to thank him never experience multiplication. In Psalm 102 verse 2 and 3, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. It is those that forget not. It is those that refuse to forget. Those are the people that God doesn't forget. As from today, new grace to be a thanksgiver be released to everyone in Jesus' name. Well, having said that this morning, beloved, what are the consequences of not thanking God? Because sometimes when you know the consequences of something, it helps you to know how to avoid it. The wise man seeth evil and he avoids it. So whenever you see evil, which is called lack of thanksgiving, you must avoid it because it has consequences. No, consequence number one is that lack of thanksgiving makes one useless. When you don't thank God, you become a useless vessel. Only those that will give God the glory can receive blessing from God, can be used of God. If you are not ready to thank God, God cannot use you. You become a vessel that is useless. Useless means cannot be used for anything. If your desire is to be used of God, if your desire is that God should use you for something, use you for his glory, use you in ministry, use you in business, use you to bless orphans, use you to help widows, use you to help people everywhere, use you to be a blessing globally, you must be ready to return the glory to him, or else he cannot use you. God will not invest in those who are ungrateful because they are useless vessels. Thanklessness from destiny births uselessness of destiny. Thanklessness from destiny births uselessness of destiny. Destiny of a non-thanksgiver is useless. It cannot be used of God. Because anything God does, you say, I did it. If not because I'm very, very smart, I can't get this kind of job. If not because I'm doing very, very well, I can't get this kind of job. If not because I'm very beautiful, I can't get this kind of husband. What do you expect before? Somebody like me, like this. Do you expect me to get a local guy? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Consequence of lack of thanksgiving, number one, like I said, is it makes you useless. Number two, consequence of lack of thanksgiving is that lack of thanksgiving destroys your relationship with God. If you are not a thanksgiver, your relationship with God will have problem. Your relationship with God will not be intimate. The reason is because anybody not thanking God is a sign that the person is proud. James chapter 4 verse 6b. God resisted the proud, but he giveth grace unto the humble. So once you can't thank God, it's a sign that your heart is elevated, and so God brings the person down. God doesn't want to have anything to do with the proud. And from my own personal experience and from what I've seen in many years, poor people are the people with the greatest pride. People that don't have anything, they are very proud. Proud over nothing. And this infuriates God. That's why it keeps them permanently at that level. Anybody with pride and arrogance can't dine with God intimately. Can't dine with God intimately. Can't roll with God intimately. And pride is not a function of the face, it's a function of the heart. Somebody can be with you and say, I appreciate you, sir, with kneeling like this, but their heart is, they did not kneel down. Their heart is standing, but their body is kneeling. So God wants us to be humble. Lack of thanksgiving destroys our relationship with God. It makes us look like nothing before God. It makes God not want to have anything. Who is that knocking? Is it? Forget it. Forget it. She's not. He's a proud person. Forget. A few times when I'm around a few people that I claim to be big people, and I see the way they thank God, I just laugh. Something that if you drop dead now, even your associates, even people that are very close to you, small time, they will have to leave. They will not want to be around you because of the odor that will be coming out from your nose, your ears, and your mouth. So relax first. Relax first. All this achievement mentality, relax first and thank God. Lack of thanksgiving destroys our relationship with God. As from today, every one of us will receive afresh the spirit of thanksgiving. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Number three, lack of thanksgiving is lack of thanksgiving destroys life just like pride and arrogance. Psalms 28 and verse 5. Lack of thanksgiving destroys the life of a person because they regarded not the works of the Lord nor the operation of his hand. He shall destroy them and not build them up. God will build up your life. The work of God is to build up the life of people, but it destroys those who don't thank him. It destroys those who are proud in heart. Lack of thanksgiving destroys the very life of the individual. Because how can somebody bless you so much? Bless your husband, bless your wife, bless your children, bless your parents, bless your pastor, bless your friends, bless everything around you. Yet, you cannot say thank you to him. Or you say it in a very lackadaisical manner. You say it in a way that is very insultive. Like, thank you, Sean. Thank you. You know, it can be very infuriating. Lack of thanksgiving destroys the very life of the person who refuses to thank God. As from today, the humility required to thank God aggressively, the same way you prayed, that humility, receive it this morning. Some people will pray 12 days of fasting, pray to God, come to God. When God now does it, just... But they cannot even be at home and send a paper. Please let me give them a testimony point to announce it that God has answered 7 out of the 10 requests I made just for the purpose of... It's not right. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. Okay, you are shy to come out, but you are not shy to drive the car he has blessed you with. You are not shy to carry the baby he has blessed you with. You are not shy to sit beside the husband he has blessed you with. You are not shy to wear your matriculation gown when you are matriculated or to wear your graduation gown, but you are shy to come out. Okay. Wonderful. You are not shy to spend the money that God gave to you, but you are very shy. Pride will not destroy any of us. I say pride and ignorance will not destroy any of us. Number what am I on now? Number one is what? Lack of thanksgiving makes one. Number two, lack of thanksgiving destroys our relationship with God. Number three, lack of thanksgiving destroys life just like pride and arrogance. You know the story of that man called Nebuchadnezzar? You know that story of how pride destroys the life of a person. Nobody here will be destroyed via pride. You know that story of Herod, how he was destroyed via pride. Nobody here will be destroyed via pride. You know the story of Vashti, how she was dethroned because she was proud. She was removed from the throne. Simply, there was no other offense. They didn't say she stole money or she did fornication and adultery. She was just proud. You will not lose your place to pride. I say you will not lose your place to pride. Say a louder amen. Number four, consequence of lack of thanksgiving is lack of thanksgiving bad stagnancy. I pray for somebody here this morning, you will never know stagnancy. I say you will never know stagnancy. I say you will never know stagnancy. If you are not ready to thank God for where you are now, you are not fit to move. Where you are presently now, he deserves the glory for it. You know the reason why some people are on the same spot jogging? They never appreciate God. Listen, where you are presently now is somebody's prayer point for many years, and God has not answered. And the person is holier than you. Are you with me this morning? Where you are presently that you are sitting, is somebody's prayer point for many years, and the person is holier than you. The person did 12 days fast, you did 2 days, 4 days. The person even continued after the 12 days. You stop. Immediately they stop. You stop. Which is okay. I mean, technically. But if this person continued, yeah, the person prayer has not been answered. Why? Why? Every stagnancy in everyone's life today is removed in Jesus' name. In Malachi chapter 2, from verse 2 particularly, the Lord was speaking to us there, said, if you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessing. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you did not lay it to heart. That is the offense. They did not lay it to heart to thank God. God said, because of this, I'm cursing this person. You will not be under a curse. Your family will not be under a curse. Your business, career, and marriage will not be under a curse. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Every stagnancy is a direct product of not thanking God. You can't be thanking God and you are stagnant. You can't be thanking God and you are like Statue of Liberty. Or those three statues that used to be in the way to Lagos. They are no more there now. They've removed them. There were some three statues. How many of us used to see them? But I don't think they are no more there. That was when Nigeria was still under government. That praise God. They can't carry me. Nobody can carry me to anything. Because I'm not a politician. I don't eat from political food. I don't collect bribe. I don't have political I don't take political sandwiches. I'm a contented man. I live within my means. I drive my size. I drink my size and I eat my size. I live where I can pay for. So nobody can give me political stress. Praise God. And there's no way I can talk because I don't eat political food. Simple. It's only a person that is collecting money from this way, collecting money from political sources that will now be afraid that if I don't say the truth, then maybe they will do something to me. Do what to me? Do I partake in your bread and butter? Do you share me when you want to share me? I don't want. Somebody say amen. Number 5. Consequence of lack of thanksgiving is scarcity and poverty. Scarcityitis and povertitis. Everyone that doesn't thank God will be poor. The little money that God has given to you, it deserves thanksgiving. The little things, you are the one that caused the little. You are the one that caused the little. That thing God has given to you, hey, some people have not tasted it in 1 year. That little thing in your account, in 1 year, they've not seen it, and it's in your account now as I'm talking. So you have to thank this God so that you don't go back to the days where you put your ATM into account and you bring nothing out. Nobody here will go back to those days. I said nobody here will go back to those days. I said nobody here will go back to those days. Where you put something, you put your ATM there and the ATM says, my friend. Can you please take it? Allow somebody. People are on the queue that have money here. You know you don't have money here now. Why are you? It's not a good life. It's not a good life. It's not a good life. Praise the Lord. I pray for you this morning. You will never suffer lack. You will never suffer lack. The source to which resources is coming for you, it will not dry up. The source God is using to bless you will not dry up. Say a louder amen. So lack of thanksgiving births scarcity and it births poverty. Everyone in the Bible that did not thank God adequately went back into lack. Anybody you see in the scripture that did not thank God, they either lacked money or they lacked something else. Because anytime God does something for us, or anybody does something for us, there should be thanksgiving. There should be appreciation. It is very important. Because it's a prerequisite to receive more. Thanksgiving is a prerequisite to receive more. Until you are grateful, you cannot get more. Until you are grateful, the flow has ceased. As from today, the spirit of thanksgiving will enter into every one of us. I say to enter into every one of us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Nobody here with no scarcity. Nobody here with no want. Nobody here with no scarcity. Nobody here will beg for bread. All throughout February, you will not beg for bread. All throughout February, you will not beg for bread. I didn't hear your amen. Let your amen be louder. God showed a revelation to one of our leaders here. The person came to see me this week and said, while he was praying and fasting, God showed it to me that he should tell me that anything I say from now on that he's going to do it, that I mean, he has given me a new level of authority. And I told him, I said, I know. So I know that when I bless you, you are blessed. I know that when I bless you, no devil can bring you into poverty. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. 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 It is done. Give Jesus a big clap. Please be seated.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.